is Tansley Stearns?
Tansley Stearns is your greatest challenger and biggest cheerleader.
Inspirational human being who loves people.
Future forward leadership.
Tansley Stearns is a badass.
Tansley Stearns is my mom, my hero, and I love her very much.
I am Tansley Stearns, and this is Despite Impossible. I am a longtime credit union executive leading Community Financial as president and CEO. I have always admired and been inspired by people whose passion is boundless and who don't comprehend the word impossible. This show focuses on their stories. Today's guest is Nathaniel Harley. He's the CEO of Mantle, a financial technology company that provides a platform to open accounts online quickly with community banks and credit unions, including us at Community Financial Credit Union. He's also a father, a foodie, a husband, a sports fan, a meditator, and a problem solver. This is his story. Who is Nathaniel Harley?
That is a great question. Definitely a father, a husband. I like to consider myself an entrepreneur in addition to obviously being CEO at Mantle. And then on the funner side of things, I'm a big lover of food, big lover of sports, like to cook. I only have one speed, unfortunately, which is 5-course meals for a lot of people. So it doesn't really work for dinner every night. But, you know, definitely like to have a good time and, you know, and enjoy that time with family and friends.
Nice. Finish this sentence for me. The world will be a better place when?
I feel like I have to say once everyone can open an account online.
Yes! Well played, sir.
that's the current near-term goal. So, you know, I feel like the world will be much happier when that can happen.
Credit unions will be for sure. When your happiest, most joyful times you're listening to?
So I don't know if you know any French bands, but there's this one French band called Polo y Pan. My wife is a big Francophile, like fluent in French, she spent a lot of time in Paris. So she brings all these French artists into the home. Nice. And they're super fun, kind of funky, you know, great for a pool day, great to just kind of put on for dinner. You know, great if you want to do a little dancing. Definitely good energy, a little bit of a jungly vibe. So, you know, definitely have that on in the background many times.
That's great. Is there an album you'll listen to from the first song to the last?
You know, it's interesting. I don't remember I do remember the last full album I listened to. I'm pretty sure it was either Eminem or Blink 182. Full, you know, when CDs were a thing and, you know, we weren't in the age of Spotify and whatnot. But yeah, I just remember literally putting on the Eminem album and also the Blink 182 album many, many, many years ago. And would just let that thing roll.
Nice. What's made you laugh out loud recently?
My son he's really picking up the humor thing. He's 2.5 years old, and we were at dinner last night or on Saturday night, 2 nights ago, and he's talking to his grandma and he starts going, you know, when I was a kid, when I was a little boy, like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, Noah, you are a little boy. But it was just so funny to hear him say, when I was a little boy as a 2.5-year-old. So that certainly, you know, got a lot of laughs out of me.
When was the last time you danced so hard that your feet were sore?
Whew, I feel like it's been since COVID, kind of pre-COVID, you know, before we had our first kid, you know, definitely went out a lot more. And now that we have two, we go out a lot less. So yeah, I think it was unfortunately before COVID happened. I danced a little since then. I don't know if they have gotten fully sore, you know, not long to make me walk off the dance floor.
When you feel down, you heal by?
I'm a big meditator. I introduced meditation into my life, you know, probably 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, I'd say it's the number one thing that's been great for mental health and sort of, you know, life-changing for me as an individual. So always go back to my meditation, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, and try to make that a daily thing, or you know, tap into that when things are hard, as they inevitably are, and you know, are on a, you know, daily basis. That's just the nature of building a startup.
Yeah. Who's someone you look up to?
I look up to a lot of people. You know, I think my grandpa is someone that has really just been such an important figure in my life, just how he's been able to manage work and his family life. And, you know, it's interesting. He's definitely getting on the older side of things, but anytime there's a hard or sticky, you know, problem, business or personal, he always has really sage advice and wisdom, and, you know, really enjoy my breakfast with him, which is often how we meet up. So, yeah, big look up to him in a big way.
Tell us about your impossible.
Well, so wasn't it Kevin Garnett that said impossible is nothing? Pretty sure Aaron Rodgers just quoted him. Yeah, look, I think that's how we view things here, right? Like anything ultimately is possible. Many things seem to be impossible. I would say our big impossible is probably building the next generation Fiserv, FIS, Jack Henry. That's really the big, big vision of Mantle. We've obviously started with account opening. But, you know, I see those institutions as extremely important, obviously, in the industry, but certainly in need of a, you know, big upgrade in terms of the technology they provide to the, you know, mainly regional community banks and credit unions.
Impossible is nothing, and nothing is impossible, much like Mantle. And as a partner of Mantle, we at Community Financial Credit Union believe in bringing impossible dreams to life for ourselves and our members. Our dream come true of improving our digital abilities on behalf of our members to ensure that we save them time is incredible. What can we dream up next?
What are some of the challenges you faced that seemed insurmountable?
This one, I don't even know. It's a laundry list of insurmountable problems. You know, maybe I would even say there's a graveyard full of them, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what building a company and building a startup is. You know, every leg of the journey is a different bit of growth and, you know, challenges that you face. And, you know, you become more experienced over time, which is amazing and helps you deal with them. But, you know, when you're sort of in the throes of it, they feel like really, really big problems and a lot at stake. So, you know, I don't have a specific one that's coming to mind, but there have certainly been many while we've been building Mantle.
Was there a point during your journey where you felt like giving up?
I would say the toughest point in our journey was when we were pivoting from building our own direct-to-consumer challenger bank and really moving to become Mantle. We just had a lot of questions around the neobank business model, you know, think like a Chime or a Simple or one of those. And, you know, ultimately felt that those business models, especially if venture capital dollars ever dried up, weren't long-term sustainable. And, you know, I would say that pivot into actually not competing with banks and credit unions, but really empowering them with our technology, that was getting to that point, was, you know, a few month journey that I would say was probably the hardest we've ever experienced. But, you know, we were fully committed. Like we were not going to give up at any point. I don't think we've ever truly felt like we were going to give up, but that was certainly what I would say was one of the most challenging points in our journey. And, you know, that's just sort of the nature, right, of being in a startup. You got to go where the opportunity is, and you got to be flexible and ultimately listen to your customers.
Go where the opportunity is. For us at Community Financial Credit Union, the opportunity is in the community. Alongside our online connectivity, we create human connections. We look outside ourselves and step outside our walls to volunteer at events near and dear, from local fundraisers to Detroit Lions home games. Where's an opportunity for you to connect with others?
Would you share with us a time where something went bananas that you can look back on now and laugh?
So when we were pivoting from, the company was called MyFin, when we were pivoting from MyFin into becoming Mantle, we had a challenge of building the MVP of the product in 4 months. And those 4 months were honestly the craziest 4 months of my entire life. So I came from banking before this. So I was working, you know, 18-hour days, 7 days a week for many, many, many months at a time. The number of all-nighters that me and my co-founder pulled in this four-month timeframe was probably not super healthy, but you know, just made things feel you know, very, very crazy. And we were, you know, dealing with folks in different time zones and trying to build a team really quickly and trying to figure out, you know, how do you integrate with the core banking systems and how do you solve this risk and fraud problem? And so there was a lot of problem solving under a very short amount of time. And I would say that was probably the most bananas it's ever felt, but was also, you know, obviously super exciting. And we look back on it and you know, that's the hard thing about hard things, right? It just kind of has to happen.
Achieving the impossible is one thing, but there are no fairy tales with happy endings. We reach milestones, we keep going. What challenges is your impossible still facing?
So in the near term, we're really trying to become the leader in account origination, whether that's on the deposit side or whether that's on the loan side. You know, part of that is not only building out a really simple, easy user experience for credit unions and banks to give to either their members or customers, but also really empowering the employees at those institutions, whether they be in the branch or whether they be out in the field. And there's a lot of user groups that we deal with on a lot of, you know, on a frequent basis. And there are a lot of these different channels and use cases. So, you know, that's what we're hyper focused on, is really building out that one front door for any product type, any customer, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, feels like we're getting closer and closer every day. Definitely on the deposit side of things, need to, you know, probably bridge the lending side of things next. But, you know, that's really our near term. Our near-term goal.
What advice do you have for folks to use the fire in their bellies to overcome some of the fears that they have about bringing their impossible to life?
Look, I think certainly when thinking about like the credit union and banking space, a lot of these fears that lead to inaction, they're existential at the end of the day. And, you know, we were just at this conference a few months ago and, you know, probably met with 20 different bankers in a one-on-one situation. And, you know, I would say 50% of them really understood the importance of technology and for not only driving modernization, growth, and making them become more efficient organizations, but the other 50% honestly had no clue what it meant as part of our strategy. And I unfortunately left those conversations feeling like, wow, you know, the leaders at the top really need to be the ones driving this change, because if they're not, there is a very good chance their institution will not be around in the next 5 to 10 years. So, you know, I think it's really important that we sort of break these, I think, historical, cultural barriers that, you know, cause us to sort of do the status quo and, you know, cause us to go with the same vendors that have been around for 40 years and really push the envelope so that, you know, the community institutions can compete with the likes of the money center banks, who obviously spend billions of dollars in technology, but also the fintechs, right, who, you know, have a lot of agility and are moving super quickly. So not to sound too dire, But, you know, I really do think it is a matter of life and death, over the next, number of years.
What's your next impossible, my friend?
So, as I said, the big vision is to really build a next gen core provider. And, obviously we're starting with account opening. We want to really attack that outer core ecosystem of products. But, the big vision of Mantle is to really be that technological backbone of financial institutions in the US. And part of doing so is, being able to leverage the customer data, be that system of record from a core banking perspective, and be able to provide the full suite of tools so that, the community institutions, the credit unions, the regional and community banks can ultimately thrive. And that means their communities will thrive at the end of the day. So that's what we're set out to do.
This concludes today's episode. For exclusive content, visit us at despiteimpossible.com and subscribe to this podcast.